This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind. And presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Who's behind this conspiracy? Once again, ask the question, who has the most to gain? People in high places, their names would astound you. People in low places, concealing their activities. People in all walks of life, left-wing and right-wing, students and scholars. A conspiracy of such ominous proportion that we will never, never know the whole story.
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. It's a rainy, rainy evening down at Paul's on 42nd Street. And let me tell you something. Anybody in Times Square, everybody goes to the theater. You know, they do their Saturday matinees, their Saturday evenings. And in bad weather, you know, where do you go eat? You try to go to the closest places, right? Across the street, on 42nd Street, okay, inside the Hilton Garden Inn, on the fourth floor, is Paul's. And that's where we're broadcasting from right now. We're nice and dry. It's very convenient. The food is excellent. I have to tell you, I stumbled upon it yesterday because I went to see the Broadway show Beautiful with some friends. And guess what? It was raining. And we said, gee, look at that. I see Paul's, I see that sign there. Let's go into the hotel, see how that restaurant is. What a diamond in the rough. And you'll never guess the name of the owner of that hotel. Can you guess?
Paul.
Hey, very good. It's Paul. Oh. So, we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. You know, I got to tell you, we're going to have Peter Mazur on the show. He was on last week. He was a big hit. The legal update is going to come from the lead attorney from the lawsuits next week, but I will give you a legal update on everything that's going on. We have recalls for over 9,000 cars, stories about the path, the state DOT capital plan, TIF payments, okay, buses, subways, ferries, oh my, Pokemon Go. I finally found out what that is and how many people are getting killed playing it, and and so before I introduce Peter Mazur, there's a couple of things I want to say. First is, what's the matter with people who don't signal? Nobody signals anymore. I'm on a highway doing 65 miles an hour, okay? It's pretty crowded, and guys are changing lanes from the right lane to the left lane, right in front of me. I mean, if the spot was any smaller to move in front of me, I'd need a shoehorn. I mean, no signal. Am I a mind reader? Am I supposed to know people are going to turn and switch lanes without signaling? Please, signal. And don't tell me that you're afraid the bulb is going to burn out, okay? That's what they say in Florida. True story. I asked three people in their 90s, how come you didn't signal? I don't want the bulb to blow out. Okay, so don't tell me that. Anyway, before we get started, I want to read a letter I have here. And this is a letter from Dustin Jones from the United for Equal Access New York to the Democratic National Committee, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake and Congresswoman Marsha Fudge. I'm writing to express my deep disappointment regarding the Democratic National Committee's lucrative partnership with Uber, a company that discriminates against wheelchair users. The RNC, I'm paraphrasing here, I'm going around the letter, it's very long. The RNC declined the same proposal from Uber. I am a Democrat and a wheelchair user. I feel the impact of Uber's discrimination every day. In my home of New York, Uber has more than 30,000 cars on the road, but none are wheelchair accessible. Uber disregards our civil rights and devalues our lives by refusing to provide accessible vehicles in New York and other cities across the nation. Uber's shameful business practices do not align with the Democratic Party platform, which opposes discrimination against people of color, the LGBT community, and the people with disabilities. And that's sincerely Dustin Jones, United for Equal Access, New York. Okay, we're also going to have New York City statistics, stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else, folks. And that's why you listen to the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. With us right now is a gentleman. We had a lot of response after Peter Mazur was on last week, so we decided to bring him back. We were talking about a number of issues last week, the new oath rules that are going to be coming out, but there's a lot more to discuss. So Peter is an expert with the TLC. Anything that has to do with the TLC, Peter is an expert. I mean, he used to be head counsel for the TLC. He is an attorney. So I'll tell you what, the first two callers that are going to have questions for Peter Mazur is going to win. I'm going to give him two free tickets to the Renaissance Fair. In the meantime, Peter Mazur, welcome back to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks for having me on again. It's a pleasure.
Okay, our phone number here is 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihale@aol.com. So the last time we were speaking about Oath changing their rules, and we got into in-depth about that. But what I'd like to just start talking about is the fact that so many drivers recently, very recently, seem to be getting suspended unjustly. And I don't know if there's a correlation between the fact that less income is being produced by the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. First of all, do you think there are productivity goals similar to NYPD with the TLC? And then we can talk about things that have happened that may be making them, I won't say desperate, but trying to make up for what they've lost.
Okay, well, this is what's happening. As a lot of our drivers probably know, if they do get tickets from the TLC, especially if they're consumer complaints, the TLC will reach out to them and offer them a settlement, usually a chance to plead guilty to some of the charges and pay a lower fine. If the driver takes the settlement and pays the fine, the money goes to the TLC. If the driver goes to a hearing and is found guilty at a hearing and a fine is assessed, the money goes to Oath. So there's this ongoing battle between the TLC and Oath, and Oath has been discouraging or attempting to discourage drivers from taking settlements because it, for a variety of reasons, and Oath suggests that, well, maybe you should be entitled to your day in court and you should have the opportunity to plead your case in front of a judge. But on the other hand, if the driver is found guilty after a hearing, Oath gets the money. And that, I believe, is a factor that Oath is considering when it discourages drivers from taking settlements. And now one of the problems that we're having is that when
I'm going to interrupt you for one second.
Sure.
Some people called and said, what is Oath? Oath is an acronym for the what is
what's the O stand for?
The Office of Administrative Trials and Hearings. There we go.
Right.
Couldn't remember the word office, but I got the trials and hearings right.
Right.
So, let me just repeat. It's important. If you take the extortion letter, and believe me, in some cases it's starting to sound like extortion, and I usually don't speak like this. You know, I always like to keep on good terms with our regulators, but some of these letters for some of the minor offenses are extortion letters. I don't even know if there's summons is written in some cases to them, but if you don't pay that and you go to the hearing, now all of a sudden the payment would not go to the TLC, it would go to the Office of administrative trials and hearings, right?
Right. And the oath, the Office of Administrative Trials and Hearings, is not just taxi court. They are the tribunal that hears cases brought by the Environmental Control Board, the Buildings Department. They're going to get jurisdiction over the Department of Consumer Affairs next month as well. So they do some police department cases. In fact, some of our Vision Zero summonses that are written to some of our drivers are actually heard at the Environmental Control Board, but we can talk about that a little bit later. Now, I'll give you an example, something that happened this week, and you're definitely right that a lot of times the summonses, the settlement letters go out before any summonses are issued. I got a call from a driver, and the driver said to me, got a letter in the mail offering him a settlement. And what the complaint is that the complaint says is that they were a passenger in a cab, they got in at a certain point, got out at a certain point, the meter said there was $20 on the fare, and the passenger had to pay the driver an additional $40. I looked at the trip sheet that the driver was able to supply to me, and it showed the trip on there, so it was the right driver to pick up and the drop-off, and the meter fare of $20. He absolutely, adamantly said that he remembers the trip and absolutely did not ask the passenger for a penny more than was on the meter, which was the $20.
Okay.
Now, they made an offer to settle, and the offer would be to plead guilty to an overcharge and pay a fine of $250. If we go to a hearing and the consumer testifies according to what they said, which is that the driver overcharged them $40, the driver will have his license revoked. No ifs, ands, or buts. There's no discretion. If there's an overcharge of more than $10, you must be revoked. So the driver really has a dilemma there. Does he want to pay the $250
for
something that he's swearing to me that he didn't do, or does he want to go to a hearing and gamble that if he gets that the judge is not going to believe him, that the complaining witness comes across as articulate or credible, in which case he will be out of work and he'll never drive again. His license will be revoked and he will not even be allowed to reapply.
Why would somebody claim that they made that the driver invented to overpay him $40 over the meter? I don't understand.
I don't understand either. And the driver was at a loss to figure out what happened. I mean, he's a regular driver. He's not an occasional driver. He's been driving for many years and drives 4 or 5 nights a week. So he has a clean record. He's never had an incident before. He's not a driver that's a repeat offender that's had many instances of summonses. He had never had a ticket from the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Yeah, maybe he had a couple of moving violations, traffic court tickets over the years, but nothing else. And the driver's at a loss to figure out what happened. But
So if anybody out there has received tickets, summonses, and you did nothing wrong, and you were faced with this letter. I had somebody come into my office this week, very similar situation where he swears he didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And I read the complaint by the passenger, and I said, buddy, you better pay this. Mm-hmm. I don't know, if you're telling me the truth, that's not what the people are saying, pay it. So anybody can say anything, and you're guaranteed to lose. I have to ask you a question. This is something, let's make some news here. Okay, red light camera summons.
Mm-hmm.
If you've driven through New York City and you've blown a red light in the mail, you're going to get a $50 summons. No points on your license, which most red light summonses have. If a police officer sees you do it, they don't know which driver is in any vehicle, so the owner gets a $50 summons to pay, and that's the end of it. Unless you're driving a yellow taxi. See, or a green car, an SHL. Then, all of a sudden, you will get an extortion letter. I'm sorry, a settlement letter. Okay? To pay whatever it is, $100 or $50 or $200, or else you can get points and the fine can be more. Now, let me ask you something, Peter Mazur, attorney and former counsel of the Taxi and Limousine Commission. If a summons was never written by the Taxi and Limousine Commission, are they allowed to send a settlement letter?
Well, all right, that's a very good question, and I'll try to give you a decent answer because I actually litigated the first red light taxi summons that the Taxi and Limousine Commission issued. And what you've hit the nail on the head.
That's my question.
I guess so. You hit the nail on the head because what we have is a situation where, like any other motorist, they take the, you know, the red light camera takes a picture of the license plate, but because of the electronic devices that we have in the taxi cabs and in the SHLs, they can identify the driver. So, and I made the argument, and we had a hearing for an oath administrative law judge. I made the argument that under the administrative code and under the vehicle and traffic law that you cannot issue a different type of red light ticket based upon a camera, that the jurisdiction under state law that authorizes the city of New York to install cameras and to collect fines limits its authority to no-point violations, limits its authority to the $50 fine, and does not permit the summons to be issued to the driver of the vehicle, but is issued to the registered owner of the vehicle using the plate. The Taxi and Limousine Commission, as an experiment, wrote 25 summonses to test the waters to see what would happen if they would what would happen if they brought those cases to oath, where they were now saying, "Well, we have the only evidence that they brought in was the red light camera, the picture, the license that shows the license plate of the cab, and it shows the date and time on the camera stamp, and then they brought in the electronic trip sheet for the driver, showing who the driver was on that particular date and time. So they didn't have a police officer testifying, they didn't have an inspector testifying, they didn't handle this in the regular course of business. They brought in a very senior prosecutor to bring these first cases as their test cases. They brought all 25 in one day. I handled two of them. Another attorney in the industry handled a group of them, and the rest of them, they either didn't show up or they pled guilty or they came in unrepresented. We lost. The administrative law judge at oath came up with a ruling that said that the provisions of the traffic of the vehicle and traffic law are not binding. We took an appeal to the Oath Appeals Tribunal, and the decision was affirmed. And we didn't at that point because, and here's where the drivers are definitely at a disadvantage. We did not take it further. We didn't go to court on this. Not saying that somebody can't do this in the future. But you're looking at this, and at the end of the day, it's a $300 ticket for these drivers. They're not going to go to court. They're not going to spend thousands of dollars to hire an attorney to bring an Article 78 proceeding that they might win or might not win to beat a $300 ticket. That's why...
Wait. To beat a $300 ticket or to pay a $300 settlement without a ticket?
Well, at that time, when they brought the test cases, there were no settlements. There were no settlements at all. They didn't offer a settlement. Well, they didn't do double jeopardy because if you could show that it was kind of an interesting situation. The TLC said that if the vehicle was operated by the owner and the owner had already paid a red light camera ticket, then the driver would not have to pay the second summons. But the two drivers that I represented, they were lease drivers. They didn't own the cab. Their owners paid summonses. The drivers were not compelled to pay the summons, and the drivers did not have to reimburse the owners. The owners had gotten the summonses in the mail, just paid them. And so the drivers had never gotten a summons. So the double jeopardy argument did not hold water because the court said, well, the owner paid a summons. Now it's the driver's turn. I raised other arguments that under the vehicle and traffic law, you cannot implicate drivers with points. And Oath, in its infinite wisdom, said, well, that might be true for DMV points, but these are TLC points. But that was before Vision Zero, so now we have the Vision Zero legislation where TLC points and DMV points are added together. So there is no difference. But at that time, somehow the Oath judges thought that there was a difference between a DMV point and a TLC point. So that's the history of that. That goes back a number of years. I guess it's at least 2 years ago that we did that.
And the bottom line is licensees.
Everybody, and the bottom line is, since that's happened, everybody has settled red light camera tickets because they don't feel that they have a shot at beating them. And they get a settlement which maybe shaves off some of the points, at least, because when I took those two cases, the drivers paid $300, but they also got 3 points on their, at that time, TLC points. When they offer settlements, I think for the most part on the red light cameras, they're offering them the fine without the points. And the points are a big thing.
Sure. I mean, just put a gun to my head and say, pay this, or, you know, there's a possibility of suspension, basically.
Three points is halfway to suspension. You need 6.
Unbelievable.
3 points is almost a third of the way to revocation. You need 10 and you're revoked.
Now, do you think this is happening? Do you think the Taxi Limousine Commission has productivity goals, has a number that they want to hit, and do they want to surpass last year's number?
If you're talking in terms of fine, I have to say they probably aren't focusing on any kind of revenue goals, but I have to think that there's a lot of money that's being spent on enforcement. There are a lot of prosecutors. We have a lot of attorneys working in the prosecuting arm. They have to show that they've done something. And I think that the TLC would like to show that their enforcement numbers are up, that
go down to the hearing floor. You want to see how they're enforced? Go down to the hearing floor. You can't walk in. See how many summonses are on this calendar every day. They're doing a great job enforcing. We'd like to see NYPD enforce illegal street hails with criminal summonses in Manhattan. That's what Taxi Dave would like to see.
Well, what does Taxi Dave think the right price penalty should be for a licensed driver who picks up a street hail in, let's say, an Uber car or a livery vehicle?
Listen, if you want to pick up a street hail, drive a freaking yellow cab! Okay? That's what yellow cabs do. You pick up street hails. If you're not a yellow cab driver, leave the people who have their hands up, leave them alone. They're not yours, and you know what? You're going to get hit with a $2,000 fine the first time, and the third time, a $10,000 fine. So good luck to you.
Okay, well, to get your blood burning a little bit more, the going rate now in settlement land over at the TLC, if you have a livery license and you're driving a licensed livery cab or a black car and you pick up a street hail, the going price is $250 in settlement land, not $2,000 like the administrative code says.
What if NYPD gave those illegal street hail drivers who pick up illegal street hails a criminal summons?
Well, I've seen a lot going on in criminal court. The judge has plenty of discretion. For the most part, the judges in criminal court are giving out relatively small fines, but every once in a while, you do have a judge that's giving out a higher fine. You also have in criminal court the possibility of having a warrant out for your arrest if you don't show up in court, which I think is a big incentive to come in.
So let me understand this. They're settling cases of illegal street hails, which is an outright attack on a segment of the industry that serviced New York City for the last 80 years. But for the same segment who've serviced people for the last 80 years and the workforce, they're getting settlement letters for nonsense and in some cases, being threatened and calling it extortion. This is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
We're speaking with Peter Mazur, head counsel for the Metropolitan Taxi Cab Board of Trade, former head counsel for the New York City Taxi Limousine Commission, and if you want to know anything about TLC, Peter Mazur's the guy to speak to. Let's take our first call. Gloria, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Gloria.
Good evening, good evening, Mr. Mazur. Hello. I have a question that's been bugging my head for years. Why is it that the TLC always going so hard on yellow taxis and they just let Uber run the city?
That's her question.
Okay, my initial reaction is you did hit, you had one word in there that kind of hits the nail on the head, and that's the word yellow. The price that we pay, the price that we pay for our visibility is what creates this uneven enforcement. I have had people come to me because they were driving yellow cabs where motorists have written, filed complaints against yellow cab drivers, and they saw the cab driver make a turn without signaling, or go too fast or go too slow, or block a lane of traffic when they picked up or discharged a passenger, and they'll file a consumer complaint because they can, because the car is yellow, it's got a big number on the roof, and they can copy down the number, and they recognize the yellow cab, and they can file the complaint. People don't see the Uber cars. When an Uber driver does exactly the same thing, it's just another car making an illegal turn, or another car making a U-turn, or another car blocking traffic, and they don't put two and two together and say, oh, this car has a TC plate. I can also file a complaint against the driver of that car because that driver is subject to the same traffic rules as the yellow cab. The yellow cab is iconic. The yellow cab everybody knows and recognizes, and the price that we pay for being recognized is the heavy-handed enforcement because we're just so visible. At least that's what I see.
So why don't they paint Uber red?
See, if you had something like that, and I will...
that's a good color.
Without too much fear of contradiction, I think that if we have some of the SHL drivers listening in their green cars, they will feel the same way, that they are also a target. And I think they are, to some extent, a target just as much as the yellows. The only reason that they probably don't get as many tickets and don't have the same enforcement problems as the yellow cabs is that the enforcement seems to be heavy in Manhattan and probably a little bit lighter in the other boroughs where the SHLs are primarily operating.
Gloria, you've won some tickets to the Renaissance Fair. I want to thank you so much for calling in the Taxi Dave Show. We have to make some shekels here, folks. So let me read this, and then we'll take a commercial break. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls at 800-321-0710. We'll read some of your emails sent to taxihale@aol.com. And we're speaking with Peter Mazur, head counsel for the Metropolitan Taxi Cab Board of Trade. You have questions about the TLC and tickets? That was a great question, Uber. From Gloria about Uber, just call in. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is a leader in taxi leasing run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The second half is starting. You mean there's more? Of course there's more. We only seen half of it. Oh, I ain't going back in there.
Paranoid news from knocking around in New York City.
Taxi Dave Show is back. We're here with Peter Mazur, head counsel for the Metropolitan Taxi Cab Board of Trade. Here's an email from Tanveer. Hi, Taxi Dave. Love your show. Never miss one. The Taxi Limousine Commission and Port Authority put up a memo of rules regarding the 12-hour shift inside the cafeteria today. Some drivers think you can only drive for 12 hours. You start at 10 and you end at 10. They fail to understand that if you're at the airport or on a break, it doesn't count. I know you've done this already, but will you be able to explain it on the show again quickly and remind the TLC that they do enforce this rule on the black app car companies also? If they don't enforce this rule on the black car industry by November, that will be unjust crime on their part towards the yellow cab industry. Thanks. Mohammed from Brighton, you helped me with my dad before, for which I'm forever grateful. Okay, that's from Tanveer. So let me just tell you again, because it's important in November. 12-hour shift doesn't mean that if you start at 6 a.m., you have to end at 6 p.m. If you're at JFK Airport and reading that right now, the memo that Tanveer told us is on the board, and let's say you take 2 hours and 15 minutes before you get a fare at JFK, guess what? 2 hours is added or will be added to that 12-hour shift. So if you started at 6 a.m. and you've wasted 2 hours and 15 minutes, you don't have to worry about driving until 8 p.m. Okay? It's being done right now in hour increments, just to let you know. And also, black car app companies, if they have Uber and Lyft and Get and Juno all lined up and they think they're going to work 12 hours each on each of them, nope. It's not, they're not going to get away with it. The bases are going to be held liable, okay, for shutting off, and stopping drivers from working more than 12 hours. Does that sound about right, Peter?
That sounds about right. The only thing I would add is that the drivers, even in the black car and the livery segment, the drivers will also get penalized in addition to the base if they drive more than 12 hours. And what you said is actually very accurate, which is that what they look at, and whether you're driving a yellow, a green, a black car, a livery cab, it doesn't matter, they look at the specific time that you make a pickup, and that if you make a pickup at, let's say, 1:10 in the morning, the 1 a.m. hour is an hour that you've worked. If you then do another trip at 1:45, that doesn't add, but if you do a trip at 2:10, that adds another hour. So they look at the specific hours that you do trips. So like you said before, if you log on at 6 a.m. but you don't get your first fare until 8 a.m., the 6 o'clock hour and the 7 o'clock hour do not count, even though you were seated behind the wheel of the cab because you did not pick up a fare during that period. And then if you take a break later in the day, if you don't pick up a fare, if you pick up a fare at, let's say, 11:45 and then you don't pick up your next fare until 1:15, the 12 o'clock hour also wouldn't count. So that's how they're going to calculate the hours. Now, the problem is that with the street hail liveries and with the yellow cabs, they have the trip sheet records, and the TLC will be able to call those records and go back and see if people have violated the rules, and you might get a summons for something you did a long time ago. The last I heard is the TLC said they weren't going to go back more than a month, but I know, like with some of the other violations, they sometimes you get summonses in the mail or settlement letters for something that you did 6 months ago, and you completely forgot about it by the time you get something in the mail.
Yeah, and we used to get letters for things that were done 3 years ago.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, we still
under
have
David Yaski. That was his specialty.
Right. Well, it still is to some extent because we see the suspensions for points, the DMV point suspensions. Sometimes drivers haven't gotten a ticket in 2 years, and they're getting a letter now saying that they're going to be suspended or revoked because they accumulated the points 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Okay,
that
we have
happens, and we were very concerned that
a lot of emails, a lot of callers. Here's an email from Osam. On West 23rd Street between 7th and 10th Avenues, the center line was moved to the right, essentially relegating traffic heading west to one lane. This alone should get de Blasio thrown out of office. That's from Osam. Okay, some strong words there. And then there are questions for you. So if we can just make the answers real quick. From Abe, what's the point of having a $2,000 fine for illegal pickups when it can be reduced to $250?
Good question. I wish I had an answer. All I can say is that the $2,000 fine is being applied to people who have no license, but people who have licenses are getting a $250 fine. But that's a the license shouldn't give you the right to pick up street hail. The license is a license to drive a livery cab and to do prearranged work, not to pick up passengers off the street.
I'll take one more email. This is from JFK Mike. Please ask Mr. Mazur if phone-in TLC hearings are constitutional. I cannot believe that an invisible stranger simply calling in to complain has the same rights as a licensed, fingerprinted, and vetted cab. Shouldn't the drivers be allowed to meet their accuser to at least build a defense?
I agree with you 100%. I'll agree with you 1,000%. The new oath rules that go into effect August 7th claim to give us that right again, where we have the right to, in the rule, it will be memorialized that you can make a request where credibility is an issue to have the complaining witness appear in person. I've heard it through the grapevine that the TLC plans to ignore that part of the rule, but we'll have to test it. That may be our next big battle.
Let's take a young lady caller. Karen, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Okay.
I just want to let everybody know that the 30 cents, the TIF, the improvement surcharge, has to be paid by August 15th this time. You have up until August 5th to challenge the amount, and after that you're set with that amount, and the amount is automatically enlarged. No more statements are given out by the TPEP companies now.
And Lars, let me just find it. There we go. And Lars is actually the license applications, renewals, and summonses system on the TLC's computer. So the acronym is LARS, License Application Renewals and Summonses. You are no longer going to receive a statement, okay, from your TPEP provider, from the credit card companies, that lets you know the amount you owe. You have to log on to the TLC website to find out how much. Is that correct, Karen?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
and if you don't think the amount is right, you have up until August 5th to challenge it.
I see. While we were off the air, did you want to know something about the extortion money for education?
Yes, I think the drivers should be educated a little bit more about the new rules, especially the old-time drivers that haven't been to school in a while. A lot of them don't realize that a CD player, a tablet, any of that stuff just on the seat while the meter's running is considered like a cell phone being used.
Really?
They have no idea. It's any electronic device.
Have you found that, Peter?
Yep, and I'll even take it one step further. If you have something in your ear, even if it's not connected to an electronic device, you can get a summons for that.
For a Q-tip?
The Bluetooth, that's right.
Yeah.
If it's electronic.
Oh, okay. Don't put those electronic Q-tips in your ears, folks. it. All right, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show, Karen. Appreciate it. Here's an email from Frank. My car broke down at the Sheridan Edison, New Jersey, 1 a.m. in the morning. Toyota Roadside Assistance towed me to the nearest dealership, Sansone Toyota of Svenel, New Jersey. Sansone uses 6 hours to find out what they believe is the problem. Tuesday, I'm informed I need a new complete exhaust system and that the engine was misfiring. A spark plug melted due to the exhaust system. So, and we have to replace the fuel pump. And that's an 11-hour job. And now I decided to take my cab to Toyota of Manhattan. I paid $1,350 for Sansone's diagnostic work of 6 hours, and I had to buy a fuel pump I no longer wanted. Manhattan Toyota found I needed the new catalytic converter. The engine was not misfiring, so instead of costing well over $6,000, the bill with Toyota was $2,330. An engine misfiring means serious engine problems, so the bill with Sansone could have gone easily towards $10,000. I should have gone straight to Manhattan Toyota from the Sheridan in Edison, New Jersey. From Frank, who loves you, baby. Okay, Frank, there's your story. We got it on the air. Let's take our next caller, who's Frank. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. I'm the guy who got lucky with my car breaking down on my way to the Sheridan in Edison, New Jersey. And I got the guy all the way to the front door of the Sheridan Hotel, and the car broke down right there.
Do you have any questions for Peter Mazur?
Well, what about, I've been playing my iPod in my cab since 2006. People loved hearing music and that's like having an earplug in my ear.
Peter,
do you have it on the seat?
I have it on a iPod holder on the dash next to my phone. I have a phone, I have an iPod holder.
It's connected to your ear, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's plugged into the audio system of the cab.
So it's like a radio.
Yes, it's like a radio.
Probably, you've never gotten a summons for that, right?
Never, never. And a CD, I've got one CD. I call it the music for the jet lag. I play music for people when they come out of the airport and they're tired. They want to enjoy Manhattan, but first they got to get 8 hours sleep. So I play music on the way to the hotel that makes them relax, lets their mind drift, and they enjoy it. I've been doing it for about a year and a half. But I always keep that CD in the music box, the CD player.
Probably never got a ticket because they don't see you holding anything. Don't touch it while you're driving.
Yes, right.
Don't put it anywhere, any kind of earpiece or anything near your ear, and you may very well be all right.
All right. Frank, you've won 2 tickets to the Renaissance Fair. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Oh, great.
Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Here's some New York City statistics you won't hear on any other radio show, folks. For transit ridership, while the subway ridership was up about 2% last May, bus ridership, as we've been saying, has declined almost 2% over the same time period. The MTA Long Island Railroad had an increase of 3% in ridership over the same time. Okay, in air traffic, May 2016, 11.4 million passengers passed through the region's airports. That's up 5% from May 2015. 79,805 domestic flights carrying nearly 7.5 million passengers in May alone of 2016. Let's do the math. 7.5 million divided by 79,805. About 94 people per flight. How do you like that? And during that time, there were over 700,000 taxis dispatched from the local airports, okay, from May 2016. There were also 713,000 parked cars and 920,000 passengers riding the AirTrain at the region's airports. Broadway ticket sales, like the overpriced tickets I paid to see Beautiful yesterday. Total Broadway attendance was approximately 1,020,000. During 4 weeks ending July 17th, 2016. That's up 2% from the same period last year. And Broadway revenues during this period were about $107 million, down 2.1%. How can that be? Well, the average ticket price, when you do the math, is $105. Okay? Hotel occupancy, they only have it up till April 2016. The average daily hotel room rate was $271, and that's over a 5% decrease in prices for a hotel room in New York City from last April. The occupancy rate in April was 89%, and that's down from 91% from last April. The average daily hotel room rate decreased in the mostly in Midtown West submarket, falling over 6% from last year. And I can talk more about employment, but we have to take a break. And when we come back, I will take some of your phone calls. Phones are ringing. The emails are coming in. And we're with Peter Mazur, head counsel for MTBOT. I'm Taxi Dave, and you're not. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
With a hobo woman, said she was from Texas too. Well, she did what she did, when she did what she did to me. Man, it's thanking you. Yeah, honey, man, it's thanking you. I'm doing my best to get back to you. Ain't nothing I'd rather do.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com. www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is a leader in taxi leasing run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Talking about the 7 sun and the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm a one. I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. The one to call the 7 sun.
Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Here's some recalls. 1900. Ford Motor Company is recalling 2016 Transit Connect vehicles. The brake hydraulic control unit. The pump may be contaminated with metallic debris. If the brake HCU pump is contaminated, the electronic stability control and related brake systems may degrade, increasing the risk of a crash. The recall is expected to begin on August 15th. 7,600 recalls for General Motors, 2016 and 17 Veranos, 2016 Malibus, 2013 Encores, 2011 Regals, 2013 and 14 Veranos, Chevy Cruises, Equinox, and it goes on, Malibus and GMC terrain vehicles. Spit it out, Dave. The electronic park lever may allow the ignition key to be removed without the transmission being in park. Okay, and if the key's removed without the transmission in park, the vehicle may roll away as occupants are exiting the vehicle. GM will notify owners and replace the key cylinder lock housing if necessary. They've not provided a notification schedule yet, so there's over 9,000 recalls on the Taxi Dave Show. You won't hear it anywhere else. A couple of emails. Here's one from another Mike, TLC or Oath, same dad, same mom. Why go to Oath if a conviction rate is 99%? Why risk your license or points? Just choose between the better of two evils by paying the ransom to the TLC, which of course is only interested in filling its coffers. If the Oath wants to win ground against TLC to keep the ransom, they should implement some level of fairness, as mediocre as that might be ever. As mediocre as that might be ever. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Here's an email from Sikau. TLC or Oath? Oh, wait, we read that one already. That was Mike Sikau. Sorry. This one is from Robert. Why is there unequal enforcement on seeming minor infractions? Everybody is supposedly equal. When and where does it start or end? Hey, Peter, where or when does it start or end? I wonder.
Of course, we have to decide what is a minor infraction, what is a serious infraction. And I don't think anybody here thinks that when something is truly serious, when we have things that are really detriment to this industry, that they shouldn't be taken seriously, and that we don't want to see swift enforcement and people being punished when they do things that are wrong. People that assault passengers, people that drive in a very dangerous manner, people that are driving while under the influence of alcohol. We're not saying any of these things, but we do see a lot of the complaints that come in look like very minor things. And one of the things that I see that's particularly troubling to me is that you can get a summons at the TLC and you pay a lot more than if you got the same summons issued at traffic court, and a lot more than you would if you got the same summons issued in criminal court. I see a lot of drivers get summonses in criminal court and they get very upset, they frantic because they're being summoned down to criminal court, but they wind up doing a lot better down there because the same infraction that the TLC will charge $500 for might go for $50 in criminal court.
Thank you for that.
And why? Oh, sorry. That really makes no sense, but that's just the way it is.
Here's an email from Upcar. Greetings, Taxi Dave. Excellent show. Great guest. Maybe you should have Peter Mazur on a regular basis. Hey, how do you like that, Peter? Anyway, the reason why I'm writing to you is to inform you that it's easy finding Pokemon monsters on the street. It's easy finding Pokemon monsters on the street than it is passengers these days. That's from Upcar. And while we... Pokemon. You know what this, there's this Pokemon Go thing. It's a new electronic sensation game, Pokemon Go, where wherever it tells you on this GPS, you're supposed to catch these imaginary animated figures, okay? And so there's a new safety campaign called On the Go. On the subway, they have travel station kiosks now, just for Pokemon Go, to remind customers to stay safe behind the remaining, stay behind the yellow lines when trying to catch the animated creatures. And the text reads, "Hey, Pokemon Go players, we know you want to catch them all, but stay behind the yellow line when in the subway." Now, here's a stat. Are you ready? In 2015, last year, there were 172 incidents involving customers who came into contact with trains, and 50 people died. Stay off the tracks. It's a freaking game. My God, people are crazy. Vision Zero, is it working? You decide. There have now been more road-related fatalities so far this year than for the same period in 2015. There were 29 deaths in June, and that brings the total to 111 since January. Last year, 20 people died in the same month, and the total was 107 since January. The Transit Advocacy Group, Transportation Alternatives, has criticized the mayor for not doing enough work toward the goal. It's funny, because they quote Transportation Alternatives in almost every transportation press release, and now now Transportation Alternatives says the mayor has to do more. Oh, Transportation Alternatives says that New York City will not reach zero deaths until 2055. You think we'll be here, Peter? And
I won't.
The DOT has identified on its own hundreds of dangerous streets and intersections that urgently need safety upgrades. Unbelievable. What you should know is 37,000 people in motor vehicles were injured in 2015, and that's up from 36,000 in 2014. So there you go. Let's see. Let's take Amos. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, there's a couple of two incidents last year happened to
me. Well, good. You have 30 seconds to talk.
Okay. I got a two sermons from TSC say I was driving a different Madarian number. One was a different Madarian number, and it's a two couple of things. So then when I get upset, I call the TSC. What is going on? I have my own Madarian. I drive my own car. Why should I get all these sermons? They say you have to come to court. I went to court. That time they sent it in, they issued the sermons. I was in overseas, so I went with my passport and showed them that I wasn't here. They believe it, and they dismissed the first one. The second one, they say I have to come to court. Then I did. They dismissed, you know, that two sermons they sent to me. But I don't know what's the reason why somebody can use the TSC, say they have a GPS for drivers to log in, and somebody can use your hack lenses to log
okay.
in and different.
Peter, do you have an answer for Amos?
Well, that is a problem. We have people that are logging in under other people's hack licenses. There have been instances where people have been revoked, and they find out a license of somebody that they know is out of the country, probably unknown to the person, and they know that their license is good, and they log on. We've seen that happen. It's a very
unbelievable
problem.
Unbelievable. You got to put an end to that, Amos. And if you're still on the line, maybe we can get your address. Listen, I want to thank you, Peter Mazur, head counsel for the Metropolitan Taxi Cab Board of Trade, for coming back on the Taxi Dave Show. The drivers love you. The owners love you. The audience loves you. So anybody can listen. Thanks again. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here every Sunday. I have a stack of papers, things to talk about next week. We will have the attorney on who's doing the lawsuits. So come back next week. I got to go now. Hey, taxi, take me to Battery Gardens down in South Tip of Manhattan.
This has been a podcast from WOR.